It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 22, 2016. Today is the birthday of American writer and wit Dorothy Parker, born on this date in 1893 in West End, New Jersey. Known for the book reviews, poems, and short fiction pieces she contributed to The New Yorker when that magazine was barely off the ground, she was also a regular fixture at the Algonquin Hotel's Round Table, famous for hosting the wittiest debates and banter of the day. Praised by many for having the sharpest wit of all the literary smart alecks who gathered at the landmark New York Hotel, she was also a talented screenwriter who found herself blacklisted during the Red Scare days of the McCarthy era. Born Dorothy Rothschild, she was a legendary literary figure and worked on such magazines as Vogue and Vanity Fair during the late teens. She went to work as a book reviewer for The New Yorker in the 1920s. A selection of her reviews for the magazine was published in 1970 under the title Constant Reader, the heading on her column. She remained a contributor to The New Yorker for many years, and the magazine also published a number of her short stories. One of her most popular tales, Big Blonde, won the O. Henry Award in 1929. In addition to her writing, Dorothy Parker was a noted member of the New York literary scene in the 1920s. Her associates at the Round Table included writer Robert Benchley and playwright Robert Sherwood. The artistic crowd there also included such notables as New Yorker founder Harold Ross, comedian Harpo Marx, and playwright Edna Ferber, among others. The group took its name from its hangout, but it was also known as the Vicious Circle for the number of cutting remarks made by its members and their habit of engaging in sharp-tongued repartee. During the 1930s and 40s, she spent much of her time in Hollywood. She wrote screenplays with her second husband, Alan Campbell, including the 1937 Of a Star is Born and the 1942 Alfred Hitchcock film Saboteur. In her personal life, she had become politically active, supporting such causes as the fight for civil rights. She was also involved with the Communist Party in the 1930s, and it was this association that led her to being blacklisted in Hollywood later on. While her opportunities in Hollywood may have dried up, Dorothy Parker was still a well-regarded writer and poet. She even went on to write a play entitled Ladies of the Corridor in 1953. She returned to New York in 1963, spending her last few years as a semi-invalid. She suffered from poor health because of her heavy drinking and died alone on June 7, 1967, at age 73. She left her estate to Dr. Martin Luther King and the NAACP. She also left her ashes to her friend Lillian Hellman, who never bothered to claim them. Examples of her biting, sarcastic quotes include, "If you don't have something nice to say about someone, you sit next to me." And the best way to keep children at home is to make the home atmosphere pleasant and then let the air out of the tires. In August of 1992, she was honored with a U.S. commemorative postage stamp in the Literary Arts Series. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 22, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.